Aloha, and welcome to the very first official podcast of I Speak Hawaiian. This is Alika, and I would like to thank you for subscribing to the show and for your interest in the Hawaiian language. Mahalo for your patience, and I'm very glad to finally get this podcast going. Before we go on any further, I would like to take this opportunity to thank a few individuals who have supported this podcast in various ways. I would like to send out a heartfelt mahalo to the Aud Ohana, Mahalo E Kiwo, Sarah Whitaker, Debbie Barrow, Mark Harrison, Lynette Shepherd, and Hoku Lani. Mahalo ya oe Hoku Lani. Mahalo nui to each of you for your kind support of this podcast. I really appreciate it. Mahalo. In this episode, we will focus on spelling and pronunciation. This is a very important topic for me. So without any further ado, let's get started. Hi, aloha, we're back, and thank you for joining us once again. Now, the lesson for today, like I said before, is focusing on spelling and pronunciation. Several weeks ago, I had posted a PDF file on the website for you to download in order to help you prepare for today's podcast, for this episode. So if you haven't done that yet, please go to the website and download the PDF. The website again is http://alter-native-tongue.podomatic.com. Now go there, download the PDF file, print it out, you know, take a look at it, and that will help you get ready for this podcast, for this episode. So here we go. Kapi'apa'oivi, the Hawaiian alphabet. We have five vowels, and they are a, e, I, o, u. And we have eight consonants, and they are he, ke, la, mu, nu, pi, ve, and the okina. The okina is the eighth consonant. Total, we have 13 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet. Once again, they are a, e, I, o, u, he, ke, la, mu, nu, pi, ve, okina. The okina is like the sound between the o's in English, as in uh-oh, here comes the teacher. The kahakou, makron, or the line that appears over a vowel, is not part of the pi'apa'oivi, but it is used as a grammatical mark to help us pronounce Hawaiian words correctly. Think of the kahakou as a pronunciation helper, and thus a meaning changer. If the kahakou appears over a vowel, simply elongate the sound of the vowel slightly longer. For example, a versus a. A versus a. If the kahakou does not appear over a vowel, do not elongate the vowel. Both the okina and the kahakou, when pronounced correctly, can and will change the meaning of a Hawaiian word. See examples kala, 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 and pau, 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 and pau on the online Hawaiian dictionary. From now on, spelling of Hawaiian words must always include the okina and kahakou where necessary. Always refer to a Hawaiian dictionary for correct spelling. When reading, simply combine the huahakalama, the phonetic syllables, to correctly pronounce words. For example, po no gives us pono. And pono means goodness, right, proper, just to name a few. Remember, the alphabet and its vowel sounds must be mastered first and foremost. And then comes spelling in Hawaiian, which will lead to correct Hawaiian pronunciation. Once spelling and pronunciation have been mastered, you should be able to move on in the language with confidence and success in becoming literate in Hawaiian, which means being able to read, write, and eventually to speak in Hawaiian. The kahakou, or makron, indicates that the vowel over which it is placed is drawn out, and therefore it is a long vowel in Hawaiian. Regarding the W, it is often pronounced as a V sound in standard Hawaiian. For example, the following place names: Eva, Wayava, Halava, etc., which are words that have the V within a word. Other words that begin with a W are often pronounced with the normal W sound. For example, Waiakea, Waimanalo, Waianae, Waialeale, etc. But not always. While both sounds of the W can be used, it all depends on what is the common way of pronouncing the W in certain words from place to place throughout Hawaii. Remember the saying, when in Kau, do as Kau people do. When in Ke Kaha, do as Ke Kaha people do. Also, try to memorize these six spelling rules. Number one, every Hawaiian word must have at least one vowel. Number two, there are no consonant clusters. In other words, there are no back-to-back consonants in a Hawaiian word. Number three, words cannot end with a consonant. This also applies to the okina, because the okina is a consonant. Number four, a kahako only occurs over a vowel. Number five, words that are reduplicated, such as laulau and mahimahi, are spelled as one word. Number six, do not write the W, known as a W glide, in words such as awe. A person not familiar with the language might go around saying auve, and we wouldn't want that. The W glide can actually be heard when the U sound glides into the A sound, also known as a diphthong. The gliding of vowel sounds together in various combinations, for example, the gliding of the U and the A, wa, the gliding of the U and the A, uwe, the gliding of the U and the E, uwi, and the gliding of the U and the O, uwo, just as one example of the vowel combinations. So, the W is not necessary and is omitted in modern Hawaiian spelling. Finally, accent often falls on the penultimate syllable. Four steps to proper Hawaiian pronunciation. Piapa alphabet review. Five vowels, eight consonants, a total of 13 letters. Once again, they are A, E, I, O, U, He, Ke, La, Mu, Nu, Pi, Ve, Okina. Please notice that the Hawaiian consonants have their own sounds. They don't follow the English sounds. Some of them do, but the majority of them don't. So, for example, we no longer say H, we say He. In Hawaiian, we identify the letter H as a He. That is the sound that we have given the letter H. The K is the same as English. The L, we say la, la. The M, we say mu, mu. The N, we say nu, nu. The P is the same as English, we say P. And the W, we say ve, ve, with a V sound, ve. And the final consonant is the okina. Now, why does this matter? Well, it really helps out in spelling. So here we go. Na okuhi, step one, spell it out by sounding it out. So if you have a Hawaiian word, you're going to spell it out by first sounding it out. Sound out each individual letter from left to right. If a word has an okina in it, identify the okina by saying okina when sounding out each individual letter. If a word has a kahako in it, identify the kahako by first sounding out the vowel beneath the kahako and then acknowledge the kahako by saying ko for short. Then continue on sounding out any additional letters if necessary. For example, the word pono, you would spell it out each individual letter as P-O-N-U-O. Once again, the word pono would be identified by each individual letter as P, nu o. Step number two, break it down. Break the word down into its phonetic syllables that are usually in pairs of consisting of a consonant and a vowel. For example, the word pono breaks down to a CV-CV. And all that means is consonant vowel, consonant vowel. Okay, so once again, break down the word into its phonetic syllables that are usually in pairs consisting of a consonant and a vowel. For example, pono is a CV-CV word. When a word has continuous vowels without any consonants in between them, for example, the word heyeu, the vowels will divide up individually. He, e, I, a, u. You can draw dividing lines between syllables to help you see the syllable breakdown. Pono, you would put a dash or a line between po and no. Number three, step three, put it together phonetic syllable by phonetic syllable. Pronounce each syllable separately and with correct pronunciation. Okay, let me say that again. Pronounce each syllable separately and with correct pronunciation. Step number four, use the Sesame Street technique. Finally, combine all syllables together by using what I call the Sesame Street technique by pronouncing all syllables first at a slow pace, then secondly at a little faster pace, and then finally as one whole word with a fairly quick pace. Here is an example of the Sesame Street technique using the word pono. So first, we identify the letters, right? P-O, nu o. We break them up into syllable pairs, right? Consonant vowel, po, no. Put them all together and we use the Sesame Street technique. Here we go. Po, no, po, no, po, no, pono. Okay, hanaho. Po, no, po, no, pono. And there you have it. The four easy steps to proper Hawaiian pronunciation. Remember, if you spell any Hawaiian word correctly with their Hawaiian sounds and follow all pronunciation rules, you should almost always come out with the correct Hawaiian pronunciation. Proper pronunciation is key to speaking Hawaiian. Okay, so we've come to the part of the podcast where I like to take a short musical break and play Hawaiian music. I think it'll be a great way to just relax the mind and enjoy some beautiful Hawaiian language music. Now, notice that I did say Hawaiian language music because that's the kind of music that I love the best, Hawaiian language music. Not just Hawaiian music in general, but Hawaiian language. Right now, however, I do not have any permission from any artists out there, recording artists, to play their music, so I'm not. I'm going to hold off on that. Maybe I can send out some emails and make some requests here and there, asking permission to play a song that I like. But if you're listening right now and you happen to be a well-established recording artist or an aspiring artist, please let me know. And go to the website, give me an email, drop me a line, and I would be more than honored to play your songs here on this podcast. Another reason why I want to do this is because I've always admired the Hawaiian language DJs that we have in Hawaii who have Hawaiian language radio shows, and there are only a handful of them. And what they do is they not only play Hawaiian language music, they also speak in the Hawaiian language throughout their entire show. So I'd like to take this opportunity to also practice my hand at being a Hawaiian language DJ per this podcast. So the song is called Jarakanda. It is not a Hawaiian language song, but it's a song that comes with this program that I'm using to create this podcast. It's a good song. Relax and enjoy. We'll be right back. Mahalo nui once again for listening. Ahui ho. Aloha. Thank you. Kahoʻomaʻamaʻa Puana Pololei. Pronunciation warm up practice. Kahakalama, the phonetic syllable song. Here we go. E hoʻopili mai. Repeat after me. Ha, ka, la, ma, na, pa, va, a. Ha, ka, la, ma, na, pa, va, a. He, ke, le, me, ne, te, ve, e. He, ke, le, me, ne, te, ve, e. Hi, ki, li, mi, ni, pi, vi, i. Hi, ki, li, mi, ni, pi, vi, i. Ho, ko, lo, mo, no, po, vo, o. Ho, ko, lo, mo, no, po, vo, o. Hu, ku, lu, mu, nu, pu, vu, u. Hu, ku, lu, mu, nu, pu, vu, u. Maikaʻi, how was that? That wasn't so bad, huh? Aye, maikaʻi loa. So if you were able to just follow along with the PDF file, the printout of the PDF file, and listening to me going over all of these combinations here, these phonetic syllables, take all this information and apply it to the following page, and we can be able to begin pronouncing words correctly. Now, if one more thing before we move on, if none of this thing makes sense in the Hakalama chart, you need to go back and review. You need to review what the Okina does and what the Kahako does. Because once again, the Okina and the Kahako will change the pronunciation of the word, therefore changing the meaning of a word. So those two marks are very, very important. Okay, so go back to the, you know, rewind back to the beginning of the podcast. Listen to what the Okina is about, what its function is, as well as the Kahako, because there are two very important marks in the Hawaiian language. Especially today, as learners of the Hawaiian language, we need to be able to understand how to use them. And I believe that there are a lot of people out there who would love to speak their, you know, say their Hawaiian words correctly, but they just don't know how. So hopefully with this podcast and other programs out there and classes, people will begin to realize that it's not that hard. It's not that difficult to do. And it also feels really good when you can pronounce a Hawaiian word correctly. So once again, review the information about the Okina and the Kahako and the vowel sounds, which are very crucial as well. And you should be well on your way to correct Hawaiian pronunciation. So turn the page and let's wrap up this podcast with the final section, and that is the Hawaiian word survey. All right, so what we're going to do here is we're going to apply all that we've learned from the first three pages of this PDF packet, and we're going to put them to use. Now, on the Hawaiian survey page, what you have before you are a whole bunch of Hawaiian words. So basically, what we're going to use this is as a vocabulary list as well as pronunciation practice. Eventually, what I want you to do is to look up every single one of these words in the Hawaiian dictionary or on the online Hawaiian dictionary and find out what these words mean. But that's not the point of this right now. The point of this list is to help us pronounce these words correctly, because a lot of these words are often mispronounced. Also, what it does is that it gives you the breakdown of the syllables, the phonetic syllables. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through each of these words, the three columns of words, and I'm going to help you break it down. And hopefully you can see how the vowels work, how the Okina works, how the Kahako works. By the time we get to the last word of this PDF or of these three columns, with practice, commitment, and dedication, You should be able to pronounce these words correctly without any hesitation whatsoever. No laila. Therefore, let's begin. Okay? So the Hawaiian word survey, vocabulary list, pronunciation practice. Okay, so let's go down this list. Remember the four steps to correct Hawaiian pronunciation. Remember the function of the okina and the kahako, but most importantly, remember the sounds. So here we go. Just a quick refresher. The five vowel sounds are a, e, i, o, u. Repeat after me. E ho'opili mai. A, e, i, o, u. The eight consonant sounds. He, ke, la, mu, nu, pi, ve, and the okina. Once again, he, ke, la, mu, nu, pi, ve, and the okina. Okay, so let's apply all that we learned to these three columns of words and pronounce them correctly. So here we go. E ho'opili mai, repeat after me. The first word is wila. Wila. Step number one, spell it out. So here we go. U, I, la, a. Four letters. Yeah? Ai, maika'i. Four letters, and they are U, I, la, a. We're not gonna even attempt to spell these in English anymore. We're not gonna say U, I, L, A. That's gonna throw off our pronunciation. Okay, so we have to identify each letter by their Hawaiian sounds. So here we go once again. U, I, la, a. Okay, the next step was to put them into, break them down into syllables. So because the U and the E are vowels, they stand alone. And the only phonetic syllable that we do have there is the la, made up of a la and an ah. La and the ah gives us la. So, ooh-wee-la. Okay, we're using the Sesame Street technique here. Ooh-wee-la. Ooh-wee-la. Wee-la. Wee-la. Okay, because this word does not begin with an okina, there is no okina at the beginning of this word, therefore we don't say ooh-wee-la, we just say wila. The U and the E will glide together, right? They are a diphthong, and the sound changes to we. We la. U and the E, we la. We la. Okay? And like I said before, you go ahead and you find out what wila means. Okay? If you don't have a Hawaiian dictionary, the printed version, go online and check it out there. Okay, so the Hawaiian Dictionary online link is on my website. Visit the website and click on the link that says Hawaiian Dictionary. All right, ho'omau kako, ho'omau kaua. Let's move on, let's move forward. Here we go. The second word is kowali. Kowali. Koali. Okay, so now we have some breaking down to do. Here we go. The K and the O gives us ko, the ah, and the la and the e. When you combine the la and the e, you get li. Ko, ah, li. Koali, koali, koali. Third word is kaua. Kaua. K a u a ko. K a u a ko. The reason why I'm saying ko is because there's a kahako over the a, and we need to identify that kahako. And all we do is we say ko for short. We don't have to say K a u a kahako. We can just say K a u a ko. Okay. The third step is to break them down into their syllables, which they already done for you. The ka u a. Ka, u, ah. Those are the three syllables here. And the last step is to put them all together. So here we go. Kaua, kaua, kaua. Kawa. 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 Maikai. You said that word perfectly. The next word is awe. 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 A u e ko. A u e ko. The a u e ko gives us awe. 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 Maikai. The next word, molokai. 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 Mu o la o ke a okina i. Mu o la o ke a okina i. Are you confused right now? I hope not, because all I'm doing is identifying, spelling out this word in Hawaiian using the Hawaiian sounds. That's it. That's all I'm doing. Okay? This is not rocket science. All I'm doing is identifying each letter in their Hawaiian sound. Once again, mu o la o ke a okina i. You see that? It's very simple. Second step, break them down into syllables. So we have the breakdown for you. The mu and the o together will give you mo. The la and the o together will give you lo. The k and the a, ka. And the final syllable is the okina and the e. Okay, now remember now, the syllable, the okina is a consonant. So we have a consonant vowel, right? The okina and the e. So basically, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 phonetic syllables, each consisting of a consonant and a vowel. So all we gotta do now is put them all together. Mo, lo, ka, i. You hear that okina at the end? Mo, lo, ka, i. Good. Molokai. 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 Mo, lo, ka, i. Molokai. And that's the okina at work. You hear the break in your throat. That will change the pronunciation and therefore change the meaning. Maikai. Good job. The word again is molokai. Pua'a. Pua'a. P-U-A okina a. P-U-A okina a. Breakdown, we have pu. The p and the u gives us pu. Then we have an a. And then we have an okina a. So pu-a-a. 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 He'e. He'e. He'e okina e. He'e. We have two syllables here. The he and the e gives us he, plus the okina and the e gives us e. Put those two syllables together, you get he e. He e. He e. He e. Maikai. Good. Next word. O'ahu. O'ahu. Why am I saying O'ahu? Well, let's look at the spelling. O, okina, a, he, u. O, okina, a, he, u. Let's look at the syllable breakdown. We have an O, then we have an okina a, which is a consonant and a vowel. And then we have a he and an u. O, a, hu. The he and the u combined together gives us hu. He and the U, hu. Three syllables, o, a, hu. O-ahu. O-ahu. Okay? That is the correct pronunciation for that place name, for that island. The island name is O-ahu and not Oahu. O-ahu. Maikai. Kaimuki. Kaimuki. Kai Muki. Let's look at the spelling. K A E Mu U K E Ko. Notice when you have a kaha ko over the letter E in Hawaiian. Okay, the letter E in Hawaiian, which is the I in English, we don't put the dot, we just put the kaha ko right over that E. Okay, you can omit the dot. So once again, K-R-E, mu-u, K-E-K-O. Maika'i. Let's put these guys and let's break them all up. The K and the R gives us ka, plus the E, plus the mu and the u gives us mu, and the K-E-K-O gives us ki. Right? Just that word by itself, that last syllable, K-E-K-O, gives us ki. Remember, the kahako reminds us to elongate the vowel sound just a little bit longer. So, kai mu ki. Ka i mu ki. Kai mu ki. Kai mu ki. Kai mu ki. Maikai. Next word has kahako in it. Here we go. Kala. Kala. K a ko la a ko. All right, this word has two kaha ko. Ka la. Okay, very simple. Two syllables, and they both the vowels, both vowels have a kaha ko over them. So here we go. Ka la. Ka la. Ka la. Maika'i. Next word is poo poo. Poo poo. P oo ko. P oo ko. The P, the oo, and the ko gives us poo. And once again, poo. Put them together, you get poo poo. Poo poo. Maika'i. The next word is hoo hoo. Hoo hoo. Why am I saying hoo hoo? Well, let's take a look. He u ko. Aye, there's a kaha ko over that final u vowel sound. He u ko. Put them together, you get hu, 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 hu. Maika'i. Next word is kane. 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 Ke a ko nu e. Ke a ko nu e. The K and the R gives us ka. Plus the ka ko, we say ka. We hold that R just a little bit longer. And then we enunciate the nu e. Ne. Ne. Nu e. Ne. Ka. Ne. Ka ne. Ka ne. Ka ne. Ka ne. Maika'i. Good. Next word is pa u. Pa u. P a ko. Okina u ko. P a ko. Okina u ko. Are you getting the hang of this yet? Maika'i. We're just identifying each letter by their Hawaiian sound. If there's a kaha ko over the vowel, we identify that too by just saying ko for short. And then we also identify the okina because it is a consonant and it does have a sound. Oyavale no, that's it. Okay? Not that difficult. All right, so we put this together using the Sesame Street technique. Pa, oo. pa-u, 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 pa-u. Mai ka i. Lau lau, lau lau, lau lau. La a u, la a u, la a u, la a u. Put those syllables together. Lau, 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 lau lau, lau lau. Mai ka i. We gotta enunciate those oo sounds because if not, ooh, but a lot of people say lao lao. They're enunciating the o sound. And it's not lao lao, it's low low. Low low. When you make the oo sound, it's almost like you're puckering up. Okay, you gotta pucker up like you're gonna honey somebody. You're gonna kiss somebody. Okay, so in order to get that correct sound, you have to enunciate the oo correctly. So make that shape of your mouth in an ooh sound, and you're gonna get that word correct. All right, next word, mahi mahi, mahi mahi, mu ah he i, mu ah he i. The mu and the ah gives us ma, the he and the e gives us he. Once again, ma he, mahi mahi, mahi mahi, mahi mahi. Mahi mahi, mai kai. Next word, mu'u mu'u, mu'u mu'u, mu'u mu'u. Why am I saying mu'u mu'u and not mu mu? Well, let's take a look at the word. Mu'u okina'u, mu'u okina'u. If we don't have the okina in there, we're gonna naturally say mu mu, but this word actually has an okina in there. And the only way that we can verify that is by looking in the dictionary. That is our paipala, our Bible. We need to look in that dictionary to find out the correct pronunciation so that we can include it in our spelling. And when we pronounce it, we pronounce it correctly. We're not going around and saying, oh, nice yo mumu. Okay, we're saying, your mu'umu'u is nice, or nice yo mu'umu'u. Okay, so we really need to acknowledge that okina in there. And so here we go. Mu'u okina'u, mu'u okina'u. The mu and the u gives us mu. The okina'u gives us u. You double it up two times. Mu'u, mu'u. And you get the word mu'u, mu'u. Okay? Maika'i. The next word is pili. Pili. P-E-L-A-E. Pili. Right? Four letters, P E La E. Spelling them out in Hawaiian. Pili. Okay? Let's look at the breakdown. The P and the E gives us P. The La and the E gives us Li. Put them together, you get Pili. Pili. Maika'i. Good. Hele. 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 He, e, la, e. Hele. Hele. Two syllables, consonant and a vowel, consonant and a vowel. You break them up, you get he and le. Put them together, hele. 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 Notice that I'm keeping the vowel sounds pure. I'm not embellishing the vowel sounds at all. In Hawaiian, we need to keep our vowel sounds pure. We don't want to add on extra vowel sounds to it. We want to make sure that we enunciate those vowel sounds pure to its most purest form. For example, some people say hey lei. Okay, so we shouldn't be saying hey lei. We should be saying hele. Okay, just make note of that. We'll talk about it later on. But just keep in mind that keep the vowel sounds as pure as possible. Hele. Next word is maka. Maka. Mu a ke a. Mu a ke a. Maka. Ma ka. Ma ka. Maka. Maika'i. Hana. 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 He'a nu'a. Ha, na, hana. Good. Two syllables, four letters. Break them down, put them together. You'll get the correct pronunciation. Ha, na. Next word, holo. He, o, la, o. He and the o gives us ho. The la and the o gives us lo. Holo. Next word, hulu. He, u, la, u. He, u, la, u. Look at the syllable breakdown. Hu, lu. Hulu. Hulu. Maika'i. Next word, pali. Pali. P-A-L-I. P-A-L-I. Pali. Pali. This word has no okina, no kahako. It's a straightforward two-syllable word. Pa and li. Pa, li. Pali. Okay, next word is pale. Pale. P-A-L-A-E. Pale. P-A-L-A-E. Syllable breakdown. The P and the A. Pa. La and the A. Le. Pa. Le. Now look at the previous word. Pa-li. You see the difference? P-A-L-A-E gives us pali. And P-A-L-A-E gives us pale. Okay, very two different words. All that changes is the last vowel sound, but they make a huge difference because they will change the meaning of the word. Maika'i, ho'omau. Huli. Huli. Did you say he, u, la, i? Maika'i. How many syllables? Two. Pololei. What is the breakdown on the syllables? Hu and li. Yes. Huli. Put them together, you get the word huli. Huli. Maika'i. Next word is vela. Vela. Notice the V sound. Vela. V-A-L-A. V-A-L-A. The V and the A gives us V. The La and the A gives us La. Put them together, we get V-La. Vela. Maika'i. Next word. Pico. Pico. P-E-K-O. P and the E gives us P. The K and the O gives us Ko. P-ko, pico. Peku, peku. P-A-K-U. Pe-ku. The P and the A, pe. The K and the U, ku. Peku. Peku. Next word, imu. Imu. I-mu. U. Imu. 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 I, mu, u. I and the mu gives us imu. Next word. Imo. Imo. Now this word begins with an okina. You see that? So when we spell out this Hawaiian word, what is the first letter that we should identify? The first letter. Right, the okina. It is a consonant, it is a letter. So this word is spelled okina i mu o. Okina i mu o. Imo. How many syllables? Pololei, correct. Two syllables. CV and a CV. Consonant vowel and a consonant vowel. Okina I, consonant vowel. Mu O, a consonant and a vowel. That's right. Maika'i. Put them all together, you get e mo e mo imo. Maika'i. Next word, kumu. 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 Ke'u mu'u. Ke'u mu'u. Kumu. Kumu. Two syllables, put them together, you get kumu. The ke and the u gives you ku, the mu and the u gives you mu. Together you get kumu. Next word, kumu. 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 Okay. What's different about this word? Well, we have two ka ko. So here we go. Ke u ko, ke u ko. Ke u ko, ke u ko. Again, we're just saying ko for short. Instead of saying kahako, which is the Hawaiian word for Makron, we're just saying ko. Ke u ko, mu u ko, ku mu. Ku mu. And you compare that to the first one, the word above, kumu. Kumu versus kumu. Kumu versus kumu. I hope you can hear the difference between those two words. Maika'i. Kala. 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 Ke'a la'a. Kala. Ka. The ke and the a gives us ka. The la and the a gives us la. Ke and the a, ka. The la and the a, la. Kala. Kala. Good. Next word, koko. Koko. The ke and the o gives us ko, and the ke and the o also gives us ko. Koko. Koko. Next word, koko. 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 Ke o ko. Ke o ko. Koko. Ke and the o and the ko gives us ko. The ke and the o and the ko gives us ko. Put them together, you get koko. Very different from koko. Koko versus koko. Maika'i. Hili. Hili. He'i la'i. Hili. He, li. The he and the e gives us he. The la and the e gives us li. Together you get hili. Put those syllables together and you get hili. Maika'i. Vivi. Vivi. Ve'iko. Ve'iko. The ve, the e, and the ko gives us v. Once again, v. We have the word v-v. V-v. Notice again the v sound. V-v. Last word in the first column, palu. 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 P-a. La u, palu, palu, p a la u, p and the a is pa, the la and the u gives us lu, palu, maika'i. All right, that's all for now. We'll save the last two columns for our next episode of this podcast. All right. Oh, that was a lot of work. As we say in Hawaiian, vela kalolo, hot the brain. The brain is kind of hot right now. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in the next episode to finish up those last two columns. In the meantime, please keep practicing. Always enunciate those vowel sounds. Don't forget about the okina and the kahako. Know what their functions are. And use them. And mostly every time, if you follow the four steps and practice the Hakalamba chart or the Hakalamba phonetic syllable song, you will always come out with the correct pronunciation. So keep up the good work. take all this information, digest it, practice, print out the PDF, and just go for it. Okay, have fun. When you're able to pronounce these words correctly, it's just such a great feeling. So take pride in your pronunciation, especially if you have a real love for the culture. And if you're Hawaiian, if you are Hawaiian, we need to pronounce our words correctly. And we'll talk more about that and the importance of correct pronunciation in the next episode. But in the meantime, just keep practicing, have fun. Mahalo nui for tuning in to this episode. I appreciate your support again. Until next time, e mālama pono, take care. Ahui hou kāua until we meet again. Aloha.